This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has said that every Indian feels the pain of losing their loved ones in the terrorist attack in Pahalgam in South Kashmir's Anantnag district. He assured all these families and the entire country that these terrorists who killed innocent people will not be spared at all. He laid floral wreaths over the bodies of the deceased at the police control room in Srinagar. Paying last respects with a heavy heart to the deceased of the Pahalgam terror attack, Mr. Shah said Bharat will not bend to terror and the culprits of this dastardly terror attack will not be spared. The Home Minister today took first-hand account of the situation at the attack site in Besaran forest area of Jammu and Kashmir. He also inquired about the health condition of the injured people at Government Medical College Anantnag Hospital. As per credible official sources, 26 tourists, including two locals, were killed in yesterday's Pahalgam attack. Police and intelligence agencies have released sketches of three attackers. Kashmir Valley is observing day-long complete shutdown against the tourist killings in Pahalgam. Most of the shops, main markets and local industrial and manufacturing units are closed. The public transport is off the roads. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh today reiterated India's zero-tolerance policy against terrorism, saying the government will leave no stone unturned to give a befitting reply to those responsible for Pahalgam attack. Addressing a memorial lecture on the Marshal of the Indian Air Force, Arjun Singh, organised by the Indian Air Force in New Delhi, the Defence Minister stated that all necessary steps will be taken to counter this attack. Condemning the terrorist attack in Pahalgam,
मैं देशवासियों को आश्वस्त करता हूं घटना के मद्देनजर भारत सरकार वो हर कदम उठाएगी जो जरूरी और उपयुक्त होगा और हम सिर्फ उन लोगों तक नहीं पहुंचेंगे जिन्होंने इस घटना को अंजाम दिया है हम उन तक भी पहुंचेंगे जिन्होंने पर्दे के पीछे बैठकर हिंदुस्तान की सरजमी पर ऐसी नापाक हरकतों की साजिशें रची हैं भारत एक इतनी पुरानी सभ्यता और इतना बड़ा देश है जिसको ऐसे किसी भी आतंकी गतिविधियों से किसी भी सूरत में डराया नहीं जा सकता
ऑल डिफेंस मिस्टर राजनाथ सिंह रिव्यू द करंट security situation in Kashmir Valley with top officials of the three services. Defence Forces said Army Chief General Upendra Dwivedi, Navy Chief Admiral Dinesh Tripathi, Air Force Chief Air Chief Marshal AP Singh and other senior officials briefed Mr. Singh on the current security situation in the wake of Pahalgam terror attack. In view of the terror attacks in Jammu and Kashmir's Pahalgam, the Indian Railways will run a one-way special train from Katra to New Delhi tonight to assist the stranded passengers and accommodate the extra rush. The train will originate from Sri Mata Vaishno Devi Katra station at 9 hours 20 minutes. Railways has also issued helpline numbers to facilitate the passengers. In view of the attack, four special flights from Srinagar to Delhi and Mumbai have been arranged today, with additional flights on standby for tourist evacuation as needed. Civil Aviation Minister Ram Mohan Naidu discussed the situation with Home Minister Amit Shah and is monitoring developments around the clock. Meanwhile, the Jammu-Srinagar National Highway NH44 is still closed for vehicular movement as restoration work is currently underway. Condolences continue to pour in from countries over Pahalgam terror attack. World leaders have reached out to Prime Minister Narendra Modi to express solidarity and support to India. Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese has strongly condemned the terror attack in Jammu and Kashmir in a telephonic conversation with Prime Minister Modi. In a social media post, External Affairs Ministry said Mr. Albanese also pledged Australia's full support to India in its fight against terrorism. Prime Minister of Mauritius, Dr. Naveen Ram Gulam, called the Prime Minister and offered his deepest condolences on the senseless killing of innocent people. Prime Minister of Nepal, K.P. Sharma Oli, called Mr. Modi to strongly condemn the terror attack and offered his condolences on the loss of precious lives. The benchmark domestic equity indices today ended over 0.5%, fueled by strong rally in IT and auto sectors, following positive global cues and foreign fund inflows. The 30-share index at the Bombay Stock Exchange, Sensex, climbed 521 points to close at 80,116. And that is the end of this news bulletin.